A quarter of Utah's roads are in poor or mediocre condition, according to the American Society of Civil Engineers, and officials with the Utah Department of Transportation say many of the state's bridges are on the verge of needing to be replaced or repaired. Mallory Bateman with Utah Foundation says right now Utahns spend 26% of their income on transportation.
We're pretty well connected in the Wasatch Front. We do drive a lot, but it's a pretty compact area, and so if we do keep increasing our concentric circles of urbanism, those costs are going to rise, and that might impact, you know, transportation funding. That might impact where people can live and what they can do for livelihood, and decision makers just need to keep that in their heads.
In the second report in a three-part series on population growth, Utah Foundation found urban sprawl is increasing the state's transportation burdens, environmental impacts, and wildfire risks. Last month, state lawmakers discussed a proposal to increase the gas tax for the first time since the 1990s to pay for transportation improvements. But Rolaine Faircloth, a spokesperson for AAA Utah, says she's hopeful other options will be on the table, as a gas tax increase might not be sustainable for long-term transportation needs.
While it does initially gives a boost to the funding, over time the inflation picks up and you don't have the energy from that tax that you used to have. And so unless that tax is increased incrementally and regularly, you don't have the effectiveness from it.
State transportation officials say the current rate isn't enough to maintain existing roads and bridges. Whitney Evans, KUER News.